This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Water is flowing to the St. Lucie River and Indian River Lagoon as the Army Corps of Engineers resumed water releases on Friday. The releases are an environmental stressor, even under the best of circumstances, and memories of toxic blue-green algae carried by those waters in 2016 concern Martin County residents. Mark Perry, Executive Director of the Florida Oceanographic Society in Stuart, joins us now. Now, you say you've seen that blue-green algae in the lake.
Yes. On Monday, I was in Port Mayaca coming back from Belgrade, and I stopped at Port Mayaca and saw the blue-green algae pushed up against the Port Mayaca lock and dam, and it was coming in through, obviously, because they had started the discharges on Friday last week, so they were pulling water from the lake, including the blue-green algae, into the St. Lucie Canal and making its way eastward down to towards the St. Lucie River.
Was there a lot of it?
Yes, there was. It was pretty extensive, and the wind, of course, was helping blow from the west and blew it all up onto the eastern shore of Lake Okeechobee right along that area. So it was pretty thick along the shoreline and obviously right at the structure where it was coming through with the discharges from the lake.
Is there any way that we can be aware of that would keep that from coming here, a screen or a filter or anything?
Well, that has been suggested in the past, and they do have probably the ability downstream, either at the beyond the S80 structure or even in the canal, to try to arrest that most of that algae, perhaps through some sort of turbidity screen or curtain. But it seems like the Corps of Engineers does not want to have that in place, or they do not want to put something in place to stop the flow, because they're necessarily want to get the flow out of the lake and get the water out of the lake. But it seems to me reasonable to request if they could put in some sort of screen, like a turbidity curtain, that is obviously done for screening out the silt and sediments that come down through, but also the blue-green algae could be screened out to some extent. Now, it may some get through and continue on down, and that's the concern we have, is it worries the freshwater conditions have already been prevalent in the estuary for about the last 3 weeks. So now this blue-green algae is a freshwater algae and will prevail once it reaches the estuary to prevail in the freshwater in the estuary now.
And how long will it take till we see it here?
Oh, it's. I stopped at the boat ramp at Palm City Park this morning by the bridge at Layton Park. I did not see it there, but I saw what I think might be the beginning of it and remnants of it. It has been reported at river at a boat ramp up along the South Fork already, so I suspect it will be coming through.
And then when it comes here, it continues to grow. I'm thinking that it probably, during its travels, gets knocked around a bit and maybe broken up, but when it comes here, it continues to grow. Is that the problem?
That's right. I mean, once it comes here, it has everything it needs with the nutrients in the water. It has all the freshwater condition it needs, and it also has sunlight.
We've been speaking with Mark Perry. He's the executive director of the Florida Oceanographic Society in Stuart about the possibility of toxic blue-green algae from Lake Okeechobee making its way to the Treasure Coast. It's a situation we'll continue to monitor. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.